we're going to, according to that watch, is 1 minute ahead, but we're going to start anyway our evening and closing service of Bethel Baptist Church at Morin Hill, California. And for those who are there in the internet, we welcome you and how glad we are that you are here. Special greeting for those in Brooklyn, New York, that they are new in our extended church and they are constantly listening. And we are so thankful for their love for our church. We always start with the same hymn, I guess from my time in seminary. 255 is the same hymn, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. We sing one stanza and we pray, and this is your choice of songs tonight, as we do in every service, until we look upon the scriptures and that beautiful book of Revelation. Number 255. Come to you in the name of Jesus, our Lord and precious Savior. And tonight, as we close our day in the studies of thy holy word, we pray you bless us in a very special way. As you promised, for those who read the book of Revelation, the blessings will follow. And so, claiming your promise, we pray that first we want to say good things about you, and we use those hymns of the great history of our church, people who have experienced your love and your care in hard times. And so we're going to use that to praise you. And then, Father, we're going to use your word to encourage ourselves in the beauty of your wonderful design of salvation and the closing of this age. In Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. All right, you may choose. You may pump the internet there, or you can do as well here in the church. All right? And Brother Olivas? 37. And that's talking about how great thou art. The amazing expression of our mighty God. How great thou art, number 37.
I see the stars, I
1851, and if you see the dates, 1859, 1940, that's way back, all right? No, 1940, because I was born a little bit before that, but it's just amazing how precious are these songs to our life. All right, another song, Darlene. 115, all right. 115, all right. 115, okay, here we are. 115, Ivory Palaces, all right. Yes, sir, you're looking for somebody, we can help you? David is right here. As you're his father, is that right? Yeah, right here, sir. Okay, David, your father is here. All right. Ivory Palaces, number 115. Someone here before you select the song. Mike, were you going to be here on Wednesday? Otherwise, we give you an assignment to read the scripture. You want to be here in the evening service? All right, then you prepare yourself. You're going to read Genesis 31 to 35. All right, it's okay with you? All right, your wife and girls keep him practice, all right, every day until that day. All right, we have a member of our extended church in a wonderful way. Visiting us from El Cajon, the old time home of Family Radio. All right, okay, and one other song, please. Oh, yeah, Raquel. 206. That's the amazing grace of God. 206. All right, wonderful grace of God. Number 206. Okay, wonderful grace of God.
Yeah.
I just want to, each time I sing this song, remind me, I forgot the name of that lady sitting on the third pew. Anne. She has such a voice. When she came to the end, praise his name. I thought these demons were going to flip off, you know. I mean, she went up, yeah, and I even moved myself. It was something. What a voice some people God has given them. And she was not a young lady. She was a 50-something. But she still had her voice good. And they moved somewhere in California, I guess, with two girls. It's just a pastor sometimes remember people for how they, their gift God has gave them. And she was gifted in singing praises to God and how precious it is. Stanza number 2 on 206. Spirit into our heart as we praise the name of God. We just finished the at 2:30 to 3:30 new church membership class, and one of the points is that what's the purpose of the church? The purpose is to really worship God, and you worship God in songs, and you worship God in the Word of God. All right, another song, please. Yes, sir.
We do have a special song we have to sing.
Okay.
It's a happy birthday song to Jack.
To Jack? All right. Thank you. All right.
Come on,
Jack, come in here.
Jack wasn't here this morning, so now he's
here. Oh, that's good. That's good. Come in, Jack. Come in right here. We celebrate your 90s. All right, come in. now we complicate. Jack had been an archer together with the pastor for all these years. Okay, see, I'll come in here. I'll do. Hey. Come on, Al. Come on. Another 90. Another 90. The Church of the Elderly. All right.
After 99, we quit.
Oh, then we can come. After 99, you don't have to come anymore. All right, Al. You have been about, 20 years with that?
I'm 1 year younger than you are.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't have to say
now,
that.
Now we're in the same company.
All right. Happy birthday to these wonderful friends. All right. Listening, these are people who have been here for a long time. And Jack Kesanjan came after the second Sunday of our church. And I remember Holcomb was the instrument, another man who God used to start the church now in the presence of God. He was the one who saw, we were eating in the Greek restaurant in Gilroy. He saw Jack. He said, I'm going to get this man, and I'm going to get his money. And so he went after him. And I was so embarrassed, I wanted to get out of there. He said, in the first word he says, Jack, come on, eat with us, because we need you in the church, and we need your money. And I don't know where to put myself, you know, under the table. And then he introduced me, I'm the pastor of the church. And Jack really has been the instrument. We got this building through two generous people, the McCormacks, who sold the property and donated the good money. And Jack put his house and got a loan in his house and paid this, and Casadas, who went to be with the Lord were the first who wrote the check for $225,000. I called him and said, you better get here and bring a check of $225,000 to pay for this property. He said, you crazy? Before I call your wife, you do this. And then he came in. And he said, how are we going to pay this? Don't worry about it. I think a week later, we meet and Jack got a loan in his house. And we pay him. And then McCormick sold one property and we pay Jack. It's just amazing how the Lord used just one person at a time and doing the work. So my job has been easier just to teach you, feed you, care for you, and God has responded through you and God support his work. It's just simple. I did my job of serving you and God does the job to glorify himself. And it's just wonderful. The God that we have, what a God we have. And when I see the children, and the pastor who trained me, he said, one of the greatest joys is when you only see couples in your church, and when you see their children serving the Lord, your heart will pump. And it's true. When I see the Laurels and see their children here, and I have them in my little hands, all right? That's the joy of a grandpa. And that's the joy of life, to see you together, serving the Lord together, loving each other together, and the fruit of your love being use of God. It just have no measure of my joy. Doesn't matter the building, doesn't matter how big is the church. The key is that the people that God send in my way, I will serve them and care for them. That's what my job really is. All right? Okay, another song that pump in your heart, okay? See, yes, sir. I thought it was your daughter, but I said, the hand is too big for your daughter. All right, tell me.
280.
280, all right, we go over there. If we don't know the song, you come here and sing it for us. We solve the song, the problem right away, all right? 280, moment by moment. Yes, it's a familiar song. Expression of our growth in Christ. Moment by moment, we grow a little bit more, and then we become part of his life. All right? Now, you tell me one more song so I can have 40 minutes at least to develop this section of Revelation and complete this package of material. And thank you, Pastor Thomas, for reminding us about these old people who have a birthday. All right. Yes, Maria. 500, yes indeed. All right. so glad. Thank you so much, Tayan, for your wonderful effort to delight us with the playing of the piano. And thank you, Henry, for being here the whole day to the praise of God.